Hey there, this is Adam from Soundstrike Audio. Hope you're excited about the next episode of The Black Squire. It's a good one. So much time and effort goes into these creative pieces, and we do it all for free. From writing to scripting to music and sound design, all the bells and whistles. So if you're into our content, or love it like we do, head to Apple Podcasts and rate us. If you're on Facebook, help us by sharing it. Or YouTube, link it. Be a part of our journey as we create more and more great content for you. Once again, thank you all from the bottom of our hearts. Warning, The Black Squire is not intended for younger listeners. It contains sexual content, coarse language, extreme violence, gore, and is therefore meant for a mature audience only.
Cadizal the Black Squire, a mysterious warrior who had come to the village of Ember Wreath. While his intentions still remain unknown, his savage brutality had laid waste to all who stood before him. Captain Forster and his cutthroat band of former soldiers had forced an occupation of the town and its trade route. While Forster retreats to gather reinforcements at the general store, Cadizald and Forster's chief lieutenant Dano square off in a final duel to the death. Armed with the diabolical blade seething, Cadizald and Dano prepare for the end.
A Soundstrike Theater production. Starring Alethea Varner, Rob Casey, Elena Wilson, Danielle Marlowe, and Cussword.
No! You and your kind took everything from me. My brothers, my land, my parents, my sister. I will hunt every last one of you down to the ends of Seraphane. I will have vengeance. Your life ends here!
Cadizald raised seething in defense as Dano sprung forth with deadly intent. With dagger and sword, Dano unleashed a furious barrage of steel, each one met with equal precision from his now well-armed opponent. Cadizald caught Dano's blades mid-flurry. He pushed seething forward, pinning the weapons against Dano's chest.
You are skilled, Butcher of Three Rivers. But I'm not the one who murdered your family.
Is that an excuse I hear you trying to form? You should save those for all the innocents you sent to the grave. To me, one black squire is just as vile as any other.
Each man pushed backwards, the blades now unbound. Dano rushed forwards in skewering position. Cadizald raised the blades before him. He turned the pale steel flatside. Dano paused in horror as the color drained from his face. Cadizald pressed the attack. Massive swing followed by massive swing. Dano struggled to parry. He raised his blades meekly, trying to defend one strike after the other. One by one, he felt the defeat close at hand. He fought until he could no longer keep up. And then, Dano sat partially slumped against the wall, his entrails slowly spilling out of his gut as the 6-foot steel blade drove itself further in and impaled him against the wall of the inn.
Who were they? I saw them. Dozens of them. In the reflection of your sword. Just staring at me.
Cadizald leaned in to a whisper's length.
They're the ones who stood against me. Those who tried to kill me. Now, you will join them.
You feed off them. I get it. the real source of your power. The souls of the dead.
Are you ready?
Tell me. My sister. Is she... Is she alive? Is she alive? Tell me.
Yes.
Is she? Is she like you? A black squire?
Yes.
Are you going to kill her?
Yes. Dinathan Valorio. Are you ready?
Yes!
Lady, I'm dead serious. You open that cellar door and I swear to you, you are going to regret it!
Kay lifted the cellar door and peered out. It was here Kay witnessed something not meant for mortal eyes. Dark and ominous power surged throughout the room. As seething, the vile and devilish weapon began to devour the very soul of Dano, the Butcher of Three Rivers.
Oh my...
Kay fell from the staircase. Henry reached forward, diving his hand swiftly below her head, catching her mid-faint.
Told you so. Well, she'll definitely be out for a little bit. I'll admit, I certainly like you like this a lot better.
Henry picked her up and slung her over his shoulder. He walked over to the now closing stone passage. Cadizord pulled seething from Dano's now lifeless gray-skinned corpse. The butcher's mouth left agape with the expression of both panic and excruciating pain. Cadizord walked towards the front door of the now charred and crumbling roof.
There he is! That's him coming out! That's the Black Squire! Dano! Fuck! We're too fucking late! Bow's at the ready!
You heard the captain! Bow's at the ready! Bow's at the ready!
Kill this fuck!
Fire!
Far behind the roost, near a stream, on the outskirts of town.
We're here.
Where's here? What exactly are we doing here?
This is the designated meeting spot. Wait, where are the other girls?
Mina, Sophie, and Cora are hiding up at the old guard captain's house. Mina, remember he had some ointment still at his house when Gurney had to treat him. Dan'll fuck Cora up pretty bad. They're going to see if they can help her there. Is she okay?
Who, Kay? Yeah, she's fine. I just saw something that didn't agree with her.
Gurney!
Don't stand up too quickly. After witnessing what you saw, things might be slightly off.
That light, that sword, it was awful. My head. Where are we?
Just be thankful he's able to put it away somehow.
Don't worry. You're safe now.
Are you guys okay?
Charlotte? What are you doing out here?
Henry brought me, same as you, I'm guessing.
You're shaping up to be one heroic, sexy little shit.
Just doing my job. But if you're looking to throw a free boink or two my way, well...
Carizalt?
Not exactly the name I would mutter in ecstasy, but I guess if you're into that.
The knight?
Actually, he's a squire.
Isn't a squire supposed to serve a knight? So who does he answer to?
The screaming. You guys hear it? I'm tired of listening to it. I can't take it anymore. This is so crazy, all of it.
Look at me. Charlotte, look at me. It's going to be okay. We're going to get through this. You hear me? All of us, together. I promise.
It sounded like he dealt with the rest of them. Look over there.
I can't see. It's too dark.
And there he is.
Who's that with him?
It's that son of a bitch, Foster.
You killed him. All of them dead.
Walk.
Both at the ready.
I said walk, or your fate will be far worse than those who fell to your command.
Lem, hear that? I want these troops routed. Yes, my captain, for the Legion.
Kneel.
He looks good on his knees.
Carry light, Mist. There are few in this world who would do what you have done, sacrificing your familiar to reach out to me.
Rasputin. I felt his passing. Being away from his master for too long was a death sentence for him.
I soaked him in a cask of wine and buried him in the earth, as per your instruction.
You have my thanks.
A witch without a familiar is feeble. Your connection to the Song of Creation will be greatly weakened.
The Song of Creation, the omnipotent tool that flows through all things. Although their titles may vary, those who hear the song are able to manipulate its power for both natural and unnatural purposes.
You are certain this will not be a problem?
No, it won't be. I can still divine for you as per our agreement. We'll need to head back to my home to pick up a few things. Then we can begin the ritual.
Kay! What is he talking about? What do you mean, divine?
I brought him here. I brought him to punish these men, these rapists, these murderers. Now, all that's left is him.
In exchange for what?
I'll use my powers in an attempt to help him find what or whom he's looking for.
Do you wish to fulfill our bargain? To punish those responsible for bringing devastation to your town?
We've got to prepare for war, soldier. We'll need supplies for our long journey. Our long journey.
I do.
Then to complete it, we will need to enter a contract. Raise your hand.
This is a bad idea.
I'm with Helena. I mean, look at him. He's already lost his mind.
No. He has to be punished. I'm ready.
Let your hand join with mine. The words will come to you. Let them. When they do, speak them. Then our contract will begin.
Ha! What? That's funny. I wasn't aware that Black Squires worked on credit.
Yurik.
Right. Shutting
Yurik,
up now.
Yurik, I hope you know what
speak
you're doing, Kay.
The words.
I, Kay Lightmist, enter this Squire's Pact. To fulfill my task, to complete this contract, in the Devil's name, and by his decree, until it is done, or my soul's release.
It is done. Our contract begins. What is his punishment?
Kay slowly removed her Harewood earring. She clenched the small wicker man in her bloody paw.
What are you going to do to him?
Going to give him what he deserves. Karazald, hold his mouth open.
Kay placed the wicker man inside Forster's mouth.
No.
Make him swallow it.
What? What did you do to me?
You must be starting to feel its effects. Octavius Foster, death is too kind for such a despicable man like yourself. You took from me what I held most dear in this world. You have no idea what I endured to start a life here in Emberreath. For far too long, people like Gurney and I suffered at the hands of men like you and your Crimson King, your Legion. I can find no finer punishment for someone who took so much from this land and its people. As a witch of the Sovereign Coven, I, Kay Lightmist, commit you to the earth, where you will stand watch, observing for all time, at the town that you destroyed!
What's going on? What's happening to me? What's happening to me?
to say I did not see that coming. That's one sturdy-looking oath.
By the Earth Giver, I can't believe it's over. I hope your roots rot, Foster. Piece of shit.
So what happens now?
Suddenly, with one hand, Catazold grabs Charlotte by the neck and lifts her into a violent choke.
Wait! No! What are you doing?
Put her down! Are you crazy?
Instinctively, Helena reached for Charlotte and grabbed at Catazold's arm.
That's a bad idea. Helena, don't!
With the back of his hand, Catazold stung Helena's soft cheekbone, sending her flailing to the ground unconscious.
Fuck. Give her the journal.
Catazold.
The journal.
Catazold, there must be some mistake. Please, don't hurt her.
Yurik handed Kay a worn, old leather-bound book.
It belonged to Henry. I found it on his body. All of it's written there. I found this when I first started impersonating him. Charlotte, she led them to Ember Wreath. When the guards' shift changed, where you lived, everything about the town. She confided in Henry. Just hours before they...
That's impossible! I don't believe you.
Please, don't let him kill me. I'm sorry. I'm so, so sorry. Please, Kay, I don't want to die. I didn't know they were going to do what they did. I thought they were just going to run you out of town. That's all, I swear.
Charlotte, how could you?
It hurts so much. It hurts so much, Kay, seeing you two together every day. So in love, what I get passed around to any man who'll buy me a meal. I know that I'll never have what you had. Please forgive me. Please.
Catazold, she made a mistake. One that she'll live with for the rest of her life. Please. There's been enough killing for now. You don't need to. No! No, why? Why did you do that? She confessed. She was guilty, but she confessed. I told you I didn't want her dead.
Catazold opened his hand, and he snapped it into a fist.
Oh, shit.
You asked for those who were responsible to be punished. And so they were. As per our contract.
Kay became filled with instantaneous regret, as she was now reliving the hellish moments that led up to Gurney's death. She saw her home that the two had shared, and the men that began defiling her love before her very eyes. The cruelty of the Black Squire had ensnared her.
Tie her up! Well, well, I see now why that little witch wanted you all to herself. Shut the fuck up! I'm tired of you whining, little piggy.
That sound!
This would be a lot easier if I just fixed this for you. Tie her up! Well, well, I see now why that little witch wanted you all to herself.
Kay's eyes clenched and soon felt her own jaw beginning to crack and split. She reached for her mouth and gripped it tightly. Her body became racked with intense pain.
Your task has now been fulfilled. Remember this pain. It is a taste of what's to come. Should you betray me, run, or choose not to fulfill your end of the contract. Do you understand?
Slowly, Kay's eyes opened. Her pain subsided. The shock of what she had just seen left her confused and taken by overwhelming dread.
Welcome to the fam.
I understand. And I will not forget.
We're leaving. Now.
To be continued.